sure if I'd be back or not. And so we went ahead and took the shortcut home. When we got to Lufkin, it's 5 miles further, the shortcut is, but I don't know what in the world's going on, but between here and Lufkin, they're working on it. Man, that traffic was knee-deep to a giraffe. That's pretty deep. So, Brother Darrell, come on here. Rare back. Let it. I was going to say something about the Democrat Party, but you might already have it covered, so I'll just leave it alone. God bless you now. Yeah.
Appreciate the opportunity to preach. Nice to be here on a Wednesday night, amen. Tell you what, God's good. I tell you, if you got your Bibles tonight, I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We definitely don't want to be here a long time, but we want to have a good time, and maybe we can learn something from God's Word. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them, as is it written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come." Just for a little while tonight, I'm going to preach on, when God's not pleased, it's not a good thing. Brother Ron, open us up in a word of prayer. When God's not pleased, it's not a good thing. Now, as I just preach for a little while, if you'll give me 5 or 10 minutes, maybe we can get a message out of this thing and get us all thinking. And I want you individually, as I will myself, think about, is God pleased with us? "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant." My first thought tonight is that word ignorant. You know, the world's got a phrase that ignorance is bliss. It is not. It's a lie. We as Christians should never be ignorant of the Word of God. Amen. I have been here for going on 18, 19 years, I believe now, and I promise you I know more Bible now, way more than what I started. If you come down to the house of God and you're a regular and you don't sleep, may I remind each and every one of us that this is not a place to sleep. You got children in here. If they're old enough to play on the playground, they're old enough to start listening, amen. Thank you very much. Now, boy, howdy. I'm going to tell you right now, ignorance is not a good thing. It's not a good thing in the Bible realm. It's not a good thing in this world that we live in, amen. May I remind you little ones that are growing up and hate school. I'll be the first to admit I hated it also. But let me tell you, it's vitally important that you know the basic principles of math, reading, writing. So it's not just your parents trying to teach you and be mean to you. They know that you're growing up and you need to know some basic principles so that you're able to function, amen. Now that's in the worldly realm. Now go ahead, parents, and put your head in the sand and you think, well, look, I take them to church. They know more Bible than most of the preachers do, but they're totally ignorant of the worldly things out there. We let them get 18 years old. We kick their little hind ends out, and the world eats them up, amen. Shame on us. Shame on us tonight, being ignorant. We live in an ignorant society, amen. I promise you, biblically, this whole world is living in ignorance, amen. But I'm going to tell you, and may I remind each and every one of us tonight, ignorance will be no excuse when we stand before a holy God, amen. I won't be able to say, well, Lord, you know, I'm pretty ignorant on that subject. I'm guilty, and so are you. Paul was talking to the Corinthian people, and he didn't want them to be ignorant. He said, how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. I'm going to tell you what, that children of Israel, I'm going to tell you, they were all passed, listen, they passed through the sea. They all saw the wondrous works of God, the miracles, the cloud by day, the fire by night, the manna from heaven, amen. And some of them, God were not very pleased with. And all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And did all eat that same spiritual meat. And did all drink that same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not well pleased. For they were overthrown in the wilderness. I'm going to tell you what, we serve a mighty God. He's full of mercy and grace. And let me tell you tonight, I need all I can get of that mercy and grace and forgiveness tonight. But God comes to a point that we have no excuse, and God will overthrow us as well as he did them in the wilderness. There's a line, I promise you, and I don't have that line, but God's got a place and he'll take you on home tonight if you go ahead and rebel and cross that line if you're saved tonight. Now these things were our examples. God shows us these things as examples. Now what are examples for? It's for our benefit and our learning. If he shows us something, that certain things will hurt us, certain things that God's not well pleased, we are to be not ignorant, and we are to obey those things and not do some of those things. Amen. Says that our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things. That's my second point tonight. Lusting after evil things. Now I'm going to tell you what, we can all fall in that category on something that we lust after, amen. If you fall under that lust category, it enthralls you. It takes over your whole body. And it's not good because it takes your eyes off of Christ and the will of God in your life, amen. And God's not pleasing with lust in people, amen. They could be lusting over sexual things, and that'll get you too, amen. Especially you young people, I'm going to tell you what, there's things that you look at and you see with your eyes, and the devil's got it right out in front of you, and it'll make you lust after those things, and it's not good for you by any means. And the main thing is God said that he will not be happy, and it says to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be you idolaters. That's my third point tonight. You definitely don't need to be an idolater. I'm going to tell you what. I don't worship. Now, I don't see a lot of what we call the Christian realm having little idols other than the Catholic Church that they got right there in front of them. But I'll tell you what. You can have idol worship on your job. Your job can be an idol. Your very life, your finances, your job, anything that takes you out of the realm of God's world and God's will can be an idol in your life, and you better watch those things. What am I telling you tonight? That the main function of us on this earth is to do God's will, and it ought to be the majority of our lives and not the minority. Shame on me. Neither be ye idolaters, as some of them, as it is written, the people sat down and eat and drink and rose up to play. They couldn't stand it. Waiting on the man of God to bring down the holy tablets, they had to take off all the gold and their earrings and build them an idol that they could worship. They just wasn't happy, amen. And I'll tell you what, neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed and fell in one day, 3,000. I'm going to tell you what, that fornication, again, it can get a hold of you young people. It can get a hold of you if you let it, amen. You'll be out there fornicating with the world, whether it be spiritually or physically. God's not pleased with either one, amen. He's not pleased. Said, neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. You know, it's in our very nature not to be satisfied. If you think how we're so blessed as a nation, as a people, as individuals. Now, I'm not saying there's not some horrible things that can happen, but overall, we are a blessed people, amen. And we just can't get enough of ourselves that we want more. And we want more because we're never satisfied. And I'll tell you what, God's just got the manna from heaven sitting right here for us, and we just, listen, just not satisfied. So we're tempting Christ when we do that. It says, neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now, murmur is another one I'd like to hit just a little bit. I'm going to tell you what, I promise you, if I said raise your hand if you've murmured this week. Shame on us. Again, God's been so good and graceful for us. He's given us grace and mercy and all the blessings day to day. And I'll tell you what, one little thing can happen. Ruin your whole day. It will happen to me today. Juanita even said, settle down. But it's true. Everything could be going just right. God's blessed us on every hand. And one little thing happened that doesn't go our way. Ruins our whole day. It takes us out of that praising God and thanking God and getting us right back into that murmuring state to where, man, I don't think I could take any more. Woe is me. It always happens to me. I don't deserve this. Hadn't I worked hard enough? Hadn't I done enough? I just need a break, amen. Doesn't that sound like us? Listen, let me tell you something. God's not pleased with murmuring. So every time that, listen, that I murmur or want to murmur, he's pointing his finger at me and looking at me, and I'm saying, woe is me. Woe is me. Listen, I'm going to promise you, we're in this thing. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. You want some examples of things that God's not well pleased with? We got any of those things in our life tonight? Sounds to me like Brother Darrell's got some things he needs to work on. I'll admit that. But if I can speak for you, I promise you, we all have some things that we need to work on to better our Christian lives, amen? And be an example. Listen, Christ gave us some examples. Why can't we as Christians be examples to our grandchildren and our young people of this church? You know, just because these children aren't mine doesn't mean that I can't be a good example or want to be a good example. And shame on me and shame on you if you're not that example for these children. God bless you tonight.
All right, good job. Let's stand to our feet, get ready to dismiss, and we'll be dismissed here tonight. I was thinking about whenever he was talking about contentment and all of that. You know, the Bible said that godliness with contentment is a great gain. And that's what happens. You go to living right, doing right, walking right, but if you're not careful while you're in fellowship with God, you take him for granted and you get to where I'm not happy with that. I'm going to go beyond. And let me tell you, if you'll help God out, you'll make a mess of your own life. That's just the way, that's the way that it is. And so let's get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we want to thank you now for the great sermon. We thank you for the good word of God. We ask you, Lord, you had hide it in our hearts that we not sin against thee, that we could teach transgressors thy ways. I pray you'd build heads about the minds of these boys and girls, these young men and young ladies. And Lord, we live in a world that's corrupt, becoming more corrupt every day. May, Lord, you help them to keep their eye upon thee, build a cage about their head, their heart, and their mind, and keep them unto thyself. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.